Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too. Hey, this is Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. As a corporate professional, I have been addicted to food for a long time. I remember craving unhealthy foods whenever I was feeling stressed or overwhelmed. And you know, that's way too common in our corporate world to work under pressure, deal with toxic people, and struggle with strict deadlines. I know lots of people in the corporate world turn to food as a way to cope with emotions. Now, whatever stories you tell yourself to justify it, it's an addiction and every addiction is bad for your health. Can you relate? If you do, stay tuned with me till the very end. Today, we are going to be in conversation with Braca Goetz, who is a brilliant expert when it comes to food addiction. Braca is the Harvard-educated wellness expert. She has authored 40 books that help children's soul shine. And she's also the author of a candid memoir for adults about overcoming food addictions joyfully. She's going to share with us how she overcame food addictions joyfully. Now, I'm super excited to know more about her story and how she did it. Hey, Braca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Same here. It's so lovely to have you because today what we are going to talk about is super, super important for the corporate professional. I know because I have been there. Food addiction is really common and I know it's super hard to break this habit. Tell us about your food addiction story, Braca.
Yeah, I would say it really started in my teens. Mm-hmm. I was fluctuating between intense dieting and binge eating. Mm-hmm. From the outside, people would not even know I had a problem because I was not extremely overweight. I wasn't extremely thin. Because I was doing one or the other, you couldn't mm-hmm. tell all the turmoil that was going on inside of me. It was really a horrible way to live for years.
Yeah.
So
how did you overcome it?
What I say is, my memoir, mm-hmm. it tells the story of how my food addictions developed mm-hmm. and then how I healed. But it's a very interesting memoir. It's not typical. What I did was I took excerpts from my diaries, my journals, my letters through the years. It covers a 20-year period of time. And so you see it gradually developing and then the process of how I healed. And what happens is, as I was putting the book together, mm-hmm. I was able to see the thread and finally understand how I was able to heal. It was as if the book itself was therapeutic, because when I put it all together, I understood finally why, when I was able to nourish my hungry soul, mm-hmm. why was that the end of the food addictions? That's the answer that came to me from putting the book together. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm loving to share now with everybody in the world, because it's based on ancient mystical wisdom. It's nothing from the top of my head at all. I didn't make any of this up. It's ancient mystical wisdom based on the five levels of the human soul. Mm-hmm. Because why do people overeat, or why do people have any addiction? But it's really obvious with overeating. Mm-hmm. Because we eat because there's an emptiness inside and mm-hmm. we're trying to fill it up. Mm-hmm. And we all want pleasure in life. Everybody wants pleasure. That's really what we're here for. Yeah. We were put on earth. This is what I discovered. This is what changed my life. Because yeah. I was always searching, what is the meaning to life? Mm-hmm. It's actually why I went to Harvard, because I was searching for ultimate wisdom. I didn't find it there. But afterwards, when I was finally able to actually explore my own heritage and learn about this spiritual wisdom, is that there are five levels to the human soul. This is universal. Mm-hmm. And these five levels, they correspond to the five levels of pleasure. So it's called the pleasure ladder. On the first level, the lowest level, is the part of the soul that's connected to the body. And so these are all the physical pleasures. Food was meant, all the natural foods were meant to be pleasurable. I'm picking up an orange. You can't see it, but I'm holding it. An orange is beautiful to look at. Mm. It smells beautiful. In fact, when it looks most beautiful, when it's the most bright and attractive color, is when it calls to us to pick it from the tree and eat it, because it's so bright orange, you know, and it's juicy, it's wonderful, it's full of nutrients, everything good for us. And it even contains within it the seeds of infinity that it can keep going on forever. It's absolutely amazing, and individually packaged too, with the peel that keeps all the juiciness in, like for months and months. It's incredible. So all of our fruits and vegetables, one of my books is all about how amazing they are. So this is one of the physical pleasures. In other words, food was meant to lift us up both physically and spiritually, fill us with gratitude. When we mindfully appreciate these natural foods, it uplifts our body and our soul as we experience it. So all these physical pleasures like food, like movement, all types of dance and moving around, gardening, whatever, and music and intimacy, nature, these are all physical pleasures designed to uplift us both physically and spiritually.
That's true.
When we go up the pleasure ladder, that if you want to hear, the next level is love. Yeah. Love is a more lasting pleasure even than the physical pleasures. Each level up is more lasting, and each level up fills us with even more gratitude and more connection, because we overeat because of a sense of estrangement, of disconnection, of loneliness, boredom, anxiety, all these feelings of separation. And it's the connection that elevates us, fills us with gratitude, and that's how we overcome the food addiction. So it's the physical pleasures, then there's love. And love is not based on any other person. Every one of these levels is totally empowering. We can bring these pleasures into our own lives at any moment, which a person can bring into their life at any moment by that type of focus. So then above love, an even greater pleasure up the ladder is meaning, doing something meaningful.
Yeah, I understand that food addiction happens when it's just like connecting with food when we are disconnecting with our own soul.
Yes, yes. And we got to nourish it. Got to nourish it. That's it. That's, in other words, when we are overeating, it's because there's a genuine hunger. Yeah. There's a real lack of nourishment for our starving souls. And it's a sign that we need to bring more pleasure into our lives, not less. Yeah. So we can identify what pleasures will bring us more pleasure than eating. When we have this ladder in front of us, then we know what to do instead of continuing to overeat. It's like amazing. Right. So
it's more about looking inside us, right? And what we do as human beings, and especially as a corporate professional, because this show is about corporate people. So what we normally do is that looking outside of us for fulfillment, for joy, for money, for need, right? And this is never enough. It's like we are searching for something which is not going to fulfill our feed our soul. So what basically is important is look inside of us and know what's the purpose of our life, what exactly we are, you know, where exactly we are heading to, and what we really want out of life.
Perfect. Perfect. The more intensely a person feels emptiness within, the more they search for externalities to fill them up. Absolutely. When it's really about nourishing our soul with lasting pleasures.
Right.
Exactly.
That's really true. When it comes to looking for a job, most people get it wrong. They would keep on using their one and only resume to apply for any and every open job position in their industry without getting clear on what's right for them.
they would avoid correct and targeted networking and stay dependent on job sites. And the truth is that over 70% of jobs are never posted on job boards or job websites. Plus the wrong and scarcity mindset and lack of self-belief, and this is huge. But unfortunately, most job seekers don't deal with this. And no wonder that they keep on struggling with their job hunt, and most of them will make a compromise by accepting just any random job because they want money to pay the bills, which is a valid reason. If that's you, come join me on my job search coaching program where I guide you through with the right strategy, your mindset upgrade, which is about 80% in all my programs, and taking inspired and focused consistent action. You may book a free strategy call with me. Find the link on the episode page.
Braca, what are some of the symptoms of food addiction?
Well, an addiction is when you do a compulsive behavior despite the harmful consequences. Mm-hmm. In other words, you see the harmful consequences happening, but you're still doing the compulsive behavior. That's when you know you have an addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And how can we overcome it with ease? Like we just discussed about that we need to feed our soul with more of natural stuff, the meaning of life and all that stuff, which is natural. But most of the people will not understand that. Perhaps this is not the right time for them to understand this whole internal stuff. Is there a way, an easy way that they can just go about and overcome this food addiction?
Yes, but the secret is, and why it hasn't been successful for people in the past trying this diet or that diet.
Yeah.
It's all about restrictions, but the secret is it's about adding more joy to one's life. Yeah. That's the reason for the addictions. We need more pleasure, not less. Yeah. That's what everybody needs right now, lasting pleasures. So, and when you see yourself overeating, mm-hmm. there are questions that you could ask, like with loving compassion, ask yourself, is it my body that's hungry or my soul? Yeah. Why am I overeating? Is it my body? And you will, with loving awareness, you will know the answer.
Yeah. And you said it very rightly that the awareness is the thing. And I really remember that when I was in my corporate job and we were very, tired and stressed out and lots of pressure. I, with my friend, we used to go out in a cafe and indulge in binge eating. And that was always like something junk, something really fried or anything spicy and stuff like that. So it was very easy for us to reach out to that unhealthy food. It's very easy. But the thing is that we're hardly aware that we have this addiction. We look at it with the point of view that this is very normal, right? We are hungry and that's the reason we are going to eat something, and we end up eating something which is very unhealthy. So how do we develop that awareness? Like, where does it all start?
Actually, my newest book is Let's Stay Healthy, a picture book for children, giving them the awareness from the very beginning. Because what happens is the natural foods were designed to be delicious and nutritious.
Yeah.
All the junk food is designed to be delicious and addictive.
Yeah.
It's designed to be addictive. In other words, what happened is in the 1980s, the executives from the smoking industry, public education against smoking became very effective in the 1980s, and smoking went way down. Mm-hmm. These executives, they jumped ship. They went into the junk food industry. They brought all their expertise with them, and junk food took off exponentially in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. So this is why obesity now is so widespread. I mean, like even among children in the 1970s, less than 5% of children in the United States were obese.
Yeah.
By 2008, 20% were obese children. It's shocking. I mean, 73% of adults in the United States, according to the CDC, before the pandemic, 73% were overweight. That's incredible. That's like almost everybody. It's ridiculous. And it's really harmful. I mean, children are developing type 2 diabetes. This was not happening years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many diseases that are related to being overweight. It's not like it's just for looks. It's for health, that people need to be moving naturally, eating more naturally. Of course, when people are tense at their corporate jobs and they go for comfort food, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
But if they start filling up on the healthy foods and they realize how much damage the junk food is doing to them, it tastes great. There's no question. It's designed to be delicious. These scientists worked really hard in the lab to make abnormal amounts of fat and sugar in these products, fat, sugar, and salt that are not found in nature. It stimulates our brains. The chemicals start flowing. We're on a high, like immediately from the junk food, and our bodies are craving more nutrients. We just keep eating more and more. In addition, it causes inflammation. Our bodies are saying, and my children's book, I even explain how this works. Mm-hmm. This unhealthy food comes in, and the body's going, what are you giving me? This doesn't make any sense, you know? Like, and it starts taking out the nutrients from our bones and our bloodstream in order to be absorbed, because it's so unnatural what is being put inside. You know, like people think, oh, how great to have a soda. But meanwhile, we would not water a plant with a soda. We wouldn't do that to a soda. We'd know that it would kill it. Yeah. So quickly, but we'll put it down our own throats and children's throats. It's really, I hate to say it, it's really poisonous. It's really just like there's nothing good about it. But the ads, the greed, exactly.
I totally agree with it, and I totally resonate with it too. Braca, what message would you like to give to the people who are listening to us right now who indulge in binge eating without even realizing the real emotional cause of it? Just your last words of wisdom.
I want to say that just enjoy more, have more gratitude in life. Who is rich? Those who are happy with what they have. Be grateful for all you have right now, and be grateful for every time you add something with more lasting pleasure into your life. Don't get upset when you eat junk food. It's understandable. It's going to happen sometimes. Just do the next right thing. Just eat the next apple, the next orange, dance, do yoga, move around, be out in nature. You will revive your hungry soul. And don't worry when you slip up. It's inevitable. You know, it says, what's the difference between a fake diamond and a real diamond? A real diamond has flaws. We all have flaws. We're all going to make mistakes. No big deal. Just because you went out and ate a whole pizza pie, it doesn't matter. The next day, just start doing more right things. You know, it's like, it's totally fine. We all make mistakes, and just get back on and do the next thing that fills you with gratitude. When you eat this good, healthy stuff, you're filled with gratitude. It changes your whole life, and it makes all your work more joyful.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, I would like to add that they can try to find out the deeper cause of it. It's the food is never about the food, right? The addiction is never about the food. It's about some emotional cause or emotional trauma, which is hidden behind.
Yes, it could be, or it could also just be a bad habit people got into, you know, and the easiest way to break a bad habit is to do it joyfully. Yeah. That's the easiest way. It takes 400 repetitions to form new synapses in the brain, but it takes 10 to 20 repetitions if we do it joyfully. We can so easily, through joy and gratitude, form new good habits.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Braca, what's the best way to know more about you and your work?
There's a website. My children actually created it, the Getz Bookshop. Getz is G-O-E-T-Z. And if you go to Getz Bookshop, you could find all my books in one spot. Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Thank you very much for sharing such amazing insights with us today, Braca.
Thank you. Really, it was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Same here. It was lovely having you here. the corporate world can be tough. And when we are feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or under pressure in our jobs, it's so easy to turn to food as a coping mechanism, whether it's an unhealthy snack or full-on binge eating session. But as I said before, every addiction is bad for your health and life balance. Whether it's sugar cravings or overeating because of stress eating disorder, what starts out with one small thing quickly leads into another until you find yourself addicted. So if this is happening to you often, please take immediate action. Reach out for help if you can't do that yourself. This addiction has nothing to do with food. It's all about how empty you feel at your job. Get in touch with me right now if you need help with your career. That's it for this week. Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know how you like this conversation with Braca Getz. I'll see you next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe.
Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for career-changing tools and resources. And don't forget to check out my latest book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.com.